they can't have access to any form of media, so we take the televisions or disable the televisions and radios out of their rooms. There's no newspaper delivery, and we take you know, every precaution we can that there's no outside influences to the jury. But they can and did have an opportunity to use a phone to call family members, but there was always a deputy right there to listen to make sure that they weren't violating the order. We actually, in this particular case, allowed families to come up and visit. Again, they did that in the presence of a deputy. This is the first time that we've ever sequestered a jury for 3 nights. So, you know, it was a little bit of extraordinary to what we normally do.
Family members were not allowed to spend the night, though.
No. Short visits that were, again, done in the presence of one of our deputies so that we can make sure that we maintain the order. In this particular case, we were in a hotel that didn't have a restaurant, so they did have continental breakfast at the hotel, but then we catered and brought in meals for them for lunch and dinners, and we did encourage them to bring things to keep themselves busy, so some brought books, others brought board games and cards, and we did set up a television in one room so that they could watch movies. And so we made it as comfortable as we could for them through the course of the weekend, but still maintaining the judge's order.